AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Storms are headed to many parts of the U.S., says the Weather Channel meteorologist Mike Bettis.
Through the panhandle of Florida into Georgia and the Carolinas, these are all spots where extreme winds and tornadoes will be possible. And then on the north side of all that, a pretty significant winter storm is playing out here. From northern Arkansas all the way through the Ohio Valley in the northeast, significant snow is on the way. Really treacherous driving conditions here. That storm rolling from, say, the Buckeye State into the northeast late in the week.
PowerOutage.us says 174,000 customers are now without power in Texas, Louisiana, Arkansas, and Missouri. Pope Francis says homosexuality is not a crime, and laws criminalizing it are, quote, unjust. However, in an Associated Press interview at the Vatican Tuesday, Francis reiterated Catholic Church teaching that homosexual activity is sinful, but he said, let's make the distinction between sin and crime. The U.S. is set to announce that it's sending tanks to Ukraine to help in the fight against Russian invaders. More from CBS's Cammie McCormick.
The Pentagon has said for some time that M1 Abrams tanks are too complex to operate and maintain, but now the Biden administration could announce a change in its thinking. The tanks, along with German-made Leopard tanks, would give the Ukrainians a major new capability on the battlefield, but they could take months, even years, to be delivered.
Police in Yakima, Washington say the motive of a 21-year-old man who killed three people before dawn Tuesday at a convenience store is still unknown.
Police in Yakima confirmed the suspect is dead.
Medical care tried to save his life, but he was later pronounced deceased.
Investigators say the man called his own mother and confessed to killing three people.
The suspect had borrowed a woman's phone. He then called his mother, and he made several incriminating statements.
Police Chief Matt Murray says responding officers found the suspect behind a Target store just a couple miles from the shooting scene, dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Catherine Stone for CBS News, Yakima.
Prosecutors are preparing to charge a man they say shot and killed a total of seven people at two locations in Half Moon Bay, California, Monday. More from CBS's Carter Evans.
The local district attorney called this the single deadliest shooting this county has ever seen. The suspect is going to be arraigned on seven counts of murder. And there is some good news. That eighth victim who went to the hospital is out of surgery and in stable condition.
Voters in California will have a chance next year to overturn a new law that raises pay and improves working conditions for more than 500,000 fast food workers. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
This is an urgent announcement for anyone that's $10,000 or more in debt. Total Financial Freedom can help you become debt-free in months instead of years. Resolve your credit card debt, signature loans, department store cards, internet loans, and timeshares. Call Total Financial Freedom now at 800-208-1312 for a free consultation. You have the right to get your debt resolved and substantially reduce your monthly payments. Call Total Financial Freedom now, 800-208-1312. Call now.
MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Introducing a six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. Right now, you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code SKY. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and have a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code SKY. Or call 800-635-1825. That's MyPillow.com, promo code SKY.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
to say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You can write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you can write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking.
Chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast skies today with a chance for snow. High temperatures reach up to 31. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of snow showers tonight, lows around 20. Cloudy skies. Overcast skies again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 26. About an inch of snow today through tonight with another inch Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 25.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Hartman Program.
Well, it's getting interesting out there. First off, the Fulton County Grand Jury, which looked into the possibility that Donald Trump, in his calls to Brad Raffson, Perger, and others demanding that they flip the election in Georgia, committed a crime, a serious felony crime for which he could go to prison in Georgia. And I can tell you, Georgia prisons are not a place anybody wants to go to prison. That grand jury had asked that the results of their investigation be made public. In other words, let the public know the crimes that Donald Trump committed that we discovered. And the prosecutor now, Fani Willis's office, is before a judge saying, we don't want those to go public because we intend to use them to prosecute Donald Trump. The because we intend to use them to prosecute Trump part has not yet been said out loud, but everybody understands that would be basically the only reason that they would say withhold that grand jury information, because, you know, once it gets out, then Trump could claim that he's got a tainted jury pool, that, you know, all the prosecution evidence against him has been pre-released. So, and you're supposed to release that at trial. So that's a fascinating thing. And we'll probably know in the next hour or two, and I'll keep you up to date on this, whether they are going to release that grand jury investigation. And if they do release it today, probably it'll be after I get off the air here. But whatever it is, we will have a lot to talk about, I'm guessing. Meanwhile, talk about, you know, being bitten in the butt by your own dog. Mike Pence was on CNN last weekend, and or maybe it was the weekend before, and it was right after the Biden stuff came out. And he was asked this question, and he gave this answer. Just listen to this.
Did you take any classified documents with you from the White House?
I did not.
Do you see any reason for anyone to take classified documents with them leaving the White House?
Well, there'd be no reason to have classified documents, particularly if they were in an unprotected area.
That was John King. Turns out there were. They just found a bunch of classified documents in Mike Pence's house in an unsecured area. So now the Republicans are all scrambling to get, you know, their talking points together, because they were all hysterical about, oh, my God, they're in Joe Biden's garage and, you know, Hunter could go in there. And now it's like, well, maybe it's just something that happens. I don't know. It's it's really interesting. And it's going to be real interesting to see how they kind of wiggle out of this and what impact it's going to have on the investigations. And on Jack Smith, you know, the special prosecutor that Merrick Garland has appointed to go after Trump on what Jack Smith is doing. Jack Smith, though, is one of those guys who, like, is going to, he's not a show horse. You know, he's one of those guys, he's a workhorse. He's one of these guys who keeps his head down, does the work, keeps his mouth shut, and then builds an airtight case and then nails the sucker to the wall. I mean, that's he just sent a Serbian war criminal to prison for 20 years just before he left. I mean, that was the last thing he did, like, you know, just a couple of weeks ago before he left the Netherlands to come to the United States to look into Donald Trump. So it's going to get interesting. It's going to get very, very interesting. And, you know, Fani Willis, turns out this woman, you know, she looks like a real sweetheart. She's got kind of a sweet name. She's got a spine of steel, this woman. And you know, she's a prosecutor, and that's what prosecutors do, is they go after bad guys. And so this is going to get real, real interesting. Keep an eye on it. The other story I wanted to share with you in this hour is that Joe Manchin, and this kind of slid under the national media's radar. David Sirota is writing about this over at levernews.com. Joe Manchin, this last weekend, announced that he's in favor of raising the cap on Social Security. Now, this is all we have to do to solve all the problems that Social Security is facing. Right now, if you earn up to $160,000 every a year, every penny that you earn has a 7.2% tax on it that goes to Social Security, and your employer has to match that. So, you know, every penny. But if you earn $320,000, in other words, twice as much, then only half of your income is taxed for Social Security. If you earn $640,000, only a quarter of your income is taxed for Social Security, because they only tax the first $160,000. The rest is tax-free, right? If you're earning, you know, $1.3 million a year, only one-eighth of your income is taxed for Social Security. And now we're getting beyond the point where I can do fractions in my head, but you get the point. And Joe Manchin called this out, which I'm frankly impressed by. He's up for re-election in a year and a half, so it might have something to do with it. This is what he said. This was on CNN on Sunday. He said he was asked about the Republicans' efforts to force Democrats to gut Social Security in order to balance the budget and deal with the so-called debt crisis. And Manchin said, quote, "The easiest and quickest thing we can do is raise the cap." Ta-da! He said, if you're getting a paycheck, now in West Virginia, in a state like mine, where the median income is much lower than $160,000, they're paying 100% of the tax. In wealthy areas, they're paying a very small percentage of that tax. He said he opposed the creation of a new commission, too, which was the other thing that the Republicans are calling for. We want Simpson Bowles back, right? We want to reinvent Social Security. You know, when Reagan did this, he had a commission, right? It was the Moynihan Greenspan Commission back in 1983. And what came out of that was let's double or substantially increase. It went from around 4% up to around 6%. Increase the Social Security tax. Let's make Social Security benefits taxable income to people who receive them, and let's solidify this cap. And they also made it harder for Social Security to keep up with inflation, which is why in 1983 you could actually retire on Social Security. Now, not so much. But the rich people are getting away with this. This effort to end the cap, to raise the cap, started in 1999. When Peter DeFazio, who Louise and I got to know pretty well when we lived in Washington, D.C., he had a boat in the same marina at the Capitol Yacht Club where we had our boat, the Freedom, 1986 47-foot Chris Craft is what we were living in, a little 500-square-foot boat with two dogs and a cat, two dogs and three cats. Actually, we had one dog then. We got the second dog when we got to Portland. But anyway, Peter lived in a boat just down the row from us, and we would get together from time to time and have a glass of wine. And he was one of the co-founders of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. Great guy. He's no longer in Congress. He retired this last year. But he had introduced legislation to eliminate the cap and say that, you know, 100% of your income, except for the first $4,000, is subject to this Social Security tax, which is just an entirely reasonable thing. And in fact, when he started pushing this in 99, this became something that the Republicans were in favor of. George W. Bush and Lindsey Graham in 2005 were talking about this. Well, actually, in 2004, in the election cycle, George W. Bush said that he thought that the cap should be raised. Lindsey Graham came out and said, quote, wealthier Americans should accept it with the whole idea that you're helping people less fortunate than you, end quote. But then in 2005, after George W. Bush won the election, his main campaign, he went on this, 20-some-odd city speaking tour to try to convince Americans that it's time to privatize Social Security. Give people some equity. Give them some skin in the game. Let them pay for their own damn retirements. It didn't work out. He didn't go very far. He stopped talking about it after a couple of months because of all the blowback he was getting. And ever since then, the Republicans have said, no, let's leave the cap in place. We don't want the billionaires to have to pay Social Security taxes. We don't want our multimillionaires. We don't want us as multimillionaires. Members of Congress are making more than $160,000. And they kind of like it, the top end of their income. And plus all the, if you're a Republican in Congress, of course, you just give a speech at a local high school and one of the right-wing foundations will write you a check for $40,000 as a speaker fee. This is also true of right-wing radio hosts. They get spiffed all, 16 ways to Sunday. Some of these guys make piles of money. Politico did a story back in 2015 about how Rush Limbaugh was getting $2 million a year Sean Hannity was getting $1 million a year, at least their shows were, from the Heritage Foundation. So, anyhow, this is absolutely fascinating that Joe Manchin is saying raise the cap. It's a simple solution. It solves Social Security's problems. It's fair. Why shouldn't billionaires pay into Social Security? What's wrong with that? And people say, well, then are you going to give billionaires lots and lots of money from Social Security? No. Social Security is old age insurance. Insurance, so different people pay different prices for insurance depending on their life circumstances. This is one that's calibrated to income.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So what do you think? I'll pick up your calls after the break at 16 minutes past the hour here on the Tom Hartman Program, the True People's Media.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a pack rat. Join the pack rat family. Call pack rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, pack rats.
800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. That's 800-334-5468.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, CAPTERRA.com. Capterra.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Do you know the importance of a high-protein diet for your dog? Dogs are omnivores, and it's imperative that they get enough protein in every meal. Many of your mass-produced dog foods, especially the dry dog foods, may lack the essential protein and the healthy fats that your dog needs for optimal health. So, introducing Dynavite's Meal Booster. It's a freeze-dried meal topper that is loaded with protein and omegas. Just sprinkle it on top of your pet's food for a delicious taste, packed with essential nutrients that can help support a healthy skin and coat, gut health, and your dog's immune system. These toppers help our dogs, Blue and Chewy, get all the nutrients they need to be healthier and full of life. And not only that, they absolutely love this stuff. The cats do too. That's another story. But the dogs, Dynavite is so confident that your pet will benefit from their products and love them as much as our dogs do. They offer a 90-day risk-free trial on your first purchase, so you have nothing to lose. Go to Dynavite.com. That is Dynovite.com. Dynavite.com. Terms apply. See the site for details. And welcome back. 22 minutes past the hour, and we're still keeping our eye on that grand jury down in Georgia. I'll keep you up to date on that. Deliberation in the court is going on as we speak. Bill in Clifton, New Jersey. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I just wanted to, before I say, I just wanted to finish what I was saying about color theory. One last thing last week when I speak in color theory is the color of cars, the history of the color of cars. For about the last 30 or 40 years, it's been white, silver, black, and white. And if you look at cars, I do, and the only colors there are muted colors. It was the same thing during the Depression. But during the after World War II, they had wild colors, 1950s, and it used to be the second largest purchase. It's, I guess, with student loans, it's the third largest purchase.
So you're saying that the color of cars reflects kind of the national mood?
Yes.
Wow.
If you Consumer Reports, they had an article by the Consumerist all about brief history of car colors. Yeah, I mean, it's around you all the time, but you don't notice it.
Yeah, that's fascinating.
I don't know what color your car is, but mine is a dark maroon, and that was the biggest color I could get.
Yeah,
and so
that's a bright. Ours is kind of a sky blue or a baby blue color. Which
good for you. Yeah, well, it's dawning of a new age, maybe.
There you go. but that's not what you called about. You called about Mike Pence and classified documents.
No, about classified documents. They just found it in Pence's home, of course.
Right.
You wonder, Should they be searching the administrations for going way back, every one of their homes?
Yeah.
I bet you you'll
up
find
next
the
is,
documents.
Up next is Obama. And
right. Well, so far it's 2-1 Republicans.
Yeah.
But, anyway, and I don't know why they don't have a system, why the archives doesn't have a branch at the White House where they check stuff in and out. And
most classified documents are not in the National Archives. That's where classified documents go to retire.
Right. But that's one thing they can't do is what's in the ex-president's head that they've learned while they were in office.
Yeah, that's the problem with Trump. What has he given to the Russians and the Saudis that's worth $2 billion?
I think he's worried about if they lose Crimea, he won't have a place to retire. I mean, it's one of the warmest
there's always
places
Moscow.
In Russia, isn't it?
Yeah, there's always Moscow. I mean, you know, he lived in New York. He knows how to deal with the winter.
Or you go to Syria. That's
I doubt that. But you know, Dubai, Oman. I my guess is that you know, Trump is going to end up in Saudi Arabia. Maybe in Hungary, you know, Orban would probably welcome him, but I believe that Hungary has an extradition treaty with us. Saudi Arabia certainly doesn't. Bill, thanks a lot for the call. The color stuff is fascinating. Dave in Federal Way, Washington. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Hey, not too much, Tom. I want to try to comment quickly on this FBI agent that was investigating Deripaska, and now apparently he's in some trouble. Look, what I find interesting is how interested people are in this when there have been other instances of espionage on the behalf of Russia that have been reported, but nobody seems interested in it. Like, for instance, there was that major, Army major, I believe, or maybe, no, it was an Army major. He was transgender and married, and his spouse was a doctor. And the doctor gave a lot of medical information, plus the doctor was also not, was a naturalized citizen. But they gave a lot of information to Russia on medical background of service members. And the thing is that one faded away. No one was interested in it.
And well, the reason people are flipped out about this, Dave, is because, Rudy Giuliani during the campaign came out and said, there's going to be big news. We got big news coming out of the New York FBI field office. And that was the thing. Giuliani's statement was the thing that forced Comey's hand to open the Hillary investigation. And that was what handed the election to Donald Trump. And it turns out that what was behind all this was this one FBI agent who was working for the Russians. And, you know, so this is the ultimate example of Russia influencing our elections. In fact, Russia putting Donald Trump into the White House. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Speaking the truth, the multinational corporations would really rather you didn't know all about. We'll continue in just a moment. Going online without ExpressVPN is like using your smartphone without a protective case. I mean, most of the time, you'll probably be fine, but all it takes is one accidental drop to make you wish you'd protected yourself. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network, your online data is not secured. Any hacker on the same network can steal your personal data, and it doesn't take much technical knowledge to hack someone. A smart 12-year-old can do it. And your data is valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 per person selling personal information on the dark web. ExpressVPN creates a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so your sensitive data can't be stolen. ExpressVPN is so easy to use. Just fire up the app and click one.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to hope. to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages,
start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're a serious comedy to start your day.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us too in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
In honor of all those we've lost to cancer and those still fighting and thriving, like basketball analyst Dick Vitale.
I want to beat cancer. I'm going to beat it. That's no doubt in my mind. I'm going to win this battle.
Defeating cancer will take all of us. At the V Foundation, V is for victory over cancer. V is for victory over giving up.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Join our team in the fight against cancer at V.org.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app. Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast skies today with a chance for snow. High temperatures reach up to 31. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of snow showers tonight, lows around 20. Cloudy skies. Overcast skies again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 26. About an inch of snow today through tonight with another inch Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 25.
Blood pressure yet?
And check.
Boom! Great job, Mom. And about those gold earrings?
No, ma'am.
Now more than ever, it's important that we protect our hearts and the hearts of those we love. Monitor your blood pressure daily and help each other stay motivated. Rally your squad to take the online pledge at releasethepressure.org. Brought to you by the Release the Pressure Coalition and the Ad Council.
I'm 54, so it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference. At aceyourretirement.org, in just 3 minutes, you'll get a free personalized retirement plan. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. We're available on SiriusXM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman program. By the way, welcome back, by the way. Yesterday we were talking about guns in the United States, and so I went over to check Open Secrets to see who gets the most money from the gun lobby. I was expecting to see Republicans and Democrats, but here's the list from number one down. The number one recipient of gun lobby money in the United States or in Congress was Ron Johnson, the Republican from Wisconsin. He was followed by John Kennedy, the Republican from Louisiana, who was followed by Rand Paul, the Republican from Kentucky, who was followed by Herschel Walker, the Republican from, well, he never won, but wanted to be the Republican from Georgia, who was followed by Tiffany Smiley, a Republican from Washington State, who also didn't win, who was followed by Kevin McCarthy, number six in gun money contributions. Number seven, Tim Scott, the Republican senator from South Carolina. Number eight, Steve Scalise, the number two guy in Republican leadership in the House, Republican from Louisiana. Followed by Marco Rubio, the Republican senator from New Jersey. Number nine, number 10, Dan Crenshaw from Texas, Republican. Number 11 in receiving gun lobby money, Lauren Boebert, Republican from Colorado. Followed by Ted Budd, Adam Laxalt, Victoria Spartz, Mike Garcia, Jim Jordan, John Thune, Elise Stefanik, Tom Emmer, and Eric Schmidt. Every single one of them are Republican. There's not a single Democrat who's in the top 20 recipients of gun lobby money, which is pretty friggin' breathtaking. All righty, back to your phone calls here. Pearson in Lamarck, Texas. Hey, Pearson, what's on your mind today?
That's why they always tell you in journalism school, follow the money, honey.
There you go. Absolutely.
And I don't mean to put a damper on that earlier caller, but the only reason why I pick white for my vehicles is because I'm in Texas and I don't like dark colors. They're too hot.
Oh, yeah, you've got a lot of sun there. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Listen, for the better part of a decade, I was a volunteer ombudsman, nursing home ombudsman in the state of Texas. And I retired from that over 10 years ago, but back then, this was during the Bush years and part of the Obama years, I could see the writing on the wall. Things were getting more desperate, and I would see memos on the punch clock area for the nurses and aides telling them they needed to do this and do that off the clock. In other words, they were getting paid less and required to do more, and that work exposes you to lots of pathogens, and I don't see how your resistance can be up if you're not paid enough to feed yourself properly and you're raising children. But the other piece of that is I want to verify the stories of your other callers. It's not what it seems. You know, McDonald's is shiny on the outside, but if you go inside, the kitchen is greasy and dirty and hot. And in a similar way, people who are on hospice, they don't get the kind of care you think they're getting.
Yeah.
And even when you're not on hospice, if you're in a controlled environment like that, you're basically being warehoused. Even if somebody in your family is paying $10,000 a month, $120,000 a year does not get you any better care overall than someone who's getting to the nursing home $60,000 a year, let's say. Yeah. It's basically the same care. It's warehousing. And right now with nursing staff shortages, guess what? You don't have to do that. You have to be a mathematician to figure out the math on that one.
Oh, yeah. No, I know a fellow who bought a nursing home maybe, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago, and is now a multi-millionaire as a result of it. There's a lot of money going to the owners of these organizations.
Remember what we just said at the start of the call. Follow the money, honey.
There you go.
Tells you all you need to know.
There you go. Pearson, thank you very much. Yeah, good talking to you. Barbara in Tompkinsville, Kentucky. Hey, Barbara, what's on your mind today?
Thank you. I just wanted to say that my family had a very positive experience with an end-of-life care. They didn't call themselves hospice, but we didn't pay anything. My mother was 96 years old. She had a heart failure, and as she was declining, we called the end-of-care people in. They kept her comfortable. They were very good to us. They were here every day of the last week of her life. When it was time, because their experience, they could tell. They came and told the four adult children, y'all need to be back in the bedroom. It's not going to be very long. Mm-hmm. And we went back and we stood around the head of her bed. And she had the most beautiful death that anybody could ever have. She had not been had not eaten any food for 3 days. And we were standing around her. We started singing a hymn. And she did not open her eyes, but she started singing with us.
Oh, my.
We finished the first verse of In the Garden. And we were then crying. And then she continued. Second verse, which none of us remembered, and she continued with the second verse, and then she opened her eyes and she said, "Will y'all bring me in?" And we said, "Well, we'll find something pretty, Mama. We'll find something pretty to put you in, because we knew she was talking about clothes." And my brother said, "Mama, you'd look good in a grass sack." And Mama said, "I believe I've got a grass sack out of Ross." Ain't no use in buying anything. I believe I'll have a grass sack. And yeah, she looked at us and she pointed to each one. Well, she didn't point to each one, but she established eye contact with each one and said, "I love you." And there are four of us still living, and my brother who has passed, she looked up at the ceiling and said, "I love you too." And she passed. Yeah, wow. But they were wonderful.
You should all be so fortunate to go that way, Barbara. I'm sorry you said
that. Oh, my God. It was the most beautiful, just the most beautiful end of life. Yeah. And, I mean, you know, still sharp as a tack, but she, you know, she made that joke, which was just godsend. She sang with us, it was just the most amazing. Yeah. The hospice people, they made the calls to... for them to come and get her. She was here at home.
Right.
I'll tell you, she was here at home, 96 years old. She died in the spot she was born. Mm-hmm. She had lived in this spot on this farm all of her life. The 10 generations of my family have lived on this farm.
Wow.
And, yeah. And she, the only time she'd been off this farm, lived away from this farm, was in World War II. She went to Bowling Green to work supplying for the Army. She worked in a factory, but other than that, she had lived here on this farm for 96 years. And her,
marvelous story. Barbara, thank you so much for sharing that with all of us. I've heard that, I saw this with all three of Louise's pregnancies, that in the the day before birth, there's this incredible burst of energy that she got, and I've heard that this is a common experience, and I've read that also often happens just before people die. There's a little burst of energy, and they just kind of last gasp. I mean, literally, and it sounds like your mother had that experience. Barbara, I need to move along, but thank you so much for the call. And thank you for sharing your story. It was just lovely. That was wonderful. Earl in Hyde Park, Illinois. Hey, Earl, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, very good, very good. I think I'm going to bring a little bit something different to the conversation about the end of care life situation.
Okay.
I was the end of care provider for two of my family members. I was a very instrumental part of my wife's individual care of her mother, because her mother lived with me. And I was the third primary caregiver for a while for another member of my family. So I'm well versed with the industry.
You've been there and done that.
And I have also the unique situation where I had a knee surgery operation, and my recovery and rehab was done in the same facilities that I use for the end of care life for my family members. So mm-hmm. I had the opportunity to see the care from a visiting caregiver and also as a patient. Mm-hmm. And this was a institution that was well recommended, highly thought of, but just like everybody has said up until this point, during the day, staff is all over the floor. when people would come in to interview and look at the facility. But during the night, unfortunately, you had one nurse in the wing and you had one nurse's aide in the wing, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
And if there was an emergency in one of the other wings or one of the other floors, they had to abandon us to go up and assist that situation that was very dire. And so I've seen the end of care provision.
So is there a specific point that you wanted to make about this? Other than that you've seen
my
it?
Point is that my point is that it's horrible. We should never have a health care that's based on profit.
Yeah, okay. I'm with you. I'm completely with you. Earl, thank you. Thanks for sharing your story. Kathleen in Manchester, Georgia. Am I saying it right, Kathleen?
Kathleen.
Oh, Kathleen.
Thank you,
Kathleen.
Thank you so much for taking my call. It's a pleasure to speak to you. I had so many different things I wanted to speak of, but in regards to the automatic weapons, mm-hmm. it seems like there's some kind of a pattern. It's really disturbing, especially with older people coming out and doing this.
Yeah, it kind of looks like that second shooter at the Mushroom Farm was a copycat shooter, or was inspired by, or given permission by the previous guy in his own head, of course.
Right, and they said something. I think there was three or four within a week. Which is really, really disturbing, because this is part of what I believe is all the racism going on and Trumpism. I had so many different things I want to speak of in regards to the automatic real quick. I've had comments when I bring it up to somebody in regards to automatic weapons, and they're so adamant about keeping these weapons in their hands. But the problem is when they say, well, you know, hunting, let's do, you know, go hunting. If you have to use an automatic weapon to go hunting, you're the craftiest
hunter in the world. I'm with you. There was a study that was that I saw yesterday. I don't know when it was published, but it was on it was all over Twitter. In fact, I retweeted it last night, and suggesting that 3% of the U.S. population owns 50% of the guns in America.
Yeah,
you know, which is amazing. I mean, you know, I know a couple people who are real into guns, and one of them that I know has 6 or 7 guns, and the other has 13 or 14. And so apparently there's a whole bunch of people who own one gun, you know, like a hunting rifle or a pistol that they might, you know, hang out for self-defense or home protection. And then there's these guys who have friggin' arsenals.
Right. And I believe that the purpose of it is exactly what Trump's purpose is. And to realize all this, I've watched all of this, Tom, like in slow motion from the time that Trump was running. I mean, the hairs on my neck just stood up when I realized this person was running, and I didn't really know him. You know, I saw his show a couple times, maybe a couple minutes, but he was so arrogant, I couldn't stand to listen to him, so I never watched any show. So it really took me by surprise that he was running, but when hair stood up on the back of my neck.
I get it. Kathleen, I got to run, but thank you. Thanks for sharing your story. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where despair is not an option. We'll be right back with more of your calls. We're still awaiting a possible indictment of Donald Trump in Georgia. Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmanReport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law, as well as social and health issues. You can find it all at HartmanReport.com. Explore the mighty Columbia and Snake Rivers with American Cruise Lines. Visit the scenic landscapes of stunning Multnomah Falls and Mount St. Helens. Retrace the historic steps of explorers Lewis and Clark as you cruise the Columbia River Gorge aboard the newest fleet of American riverboats. Relax in your private balcony while the crew provides you with the highest level of personalized service, all waiting for you to experience. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. Hi, Tom Hartman here. My Hidden History series includes 10 timely and paramount books that break down some of the biggest issues of today. The first is The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment, where I look at the real history of guns in America, had to do with slave patrols, and what we can do to limit both their lethal impact and the power of the NRA. The next is The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America, where I lay out how Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon both committed treason to become president just to put right-wingers on the Supreme Court and how the Supreme Court paid them back. The third is The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, where we look at how Hillary Clinton actually won the last election and common sense things that people can do to reclaim their rights to vote. Coming this fall is The Hidden History of Monopolies, How Big Business Destroyed the American Dream. And next spring you'll see The Hidden History of Oligarchy, The Rise of the Hard Right. That's the Hidden History series by yours truly, Tom Hartman, available wherever fine books are sold. Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into the economic royalists' modern war on voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get out there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with a book tour for The Hidden History of Voting. Join me on Monday, February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series. On Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall, Seattle. Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at TomHartman.com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light, and because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. 52 minutes past the hour. Dave in Buffalo, New York. Hey, Dave. Thanks for listening to SiriusXM. What's up?
Good morning, Tom, and thank you. About end-of-life care and hospice, there's an organization called No One Should Die Alone Foundation, and they, which is NOSDAF.com, and they hire caregivers to be with them and hold their hands so they don't die alone. They offer compassionate end-of-life support, which is, encompasses all aspects of care.
Wow. I'm looking at their website right now. I'm sorry.
Dedicated professionals must also recognize and understand a dying person's emotional, spiritual, and mental needs as well. Mm. No one should die alone. Foundation is here to help patients cope with their life-limiting illness and bring them peace in the knowledge that they are loved and cared for at the end of their lives.
NOSDAF.com. Yeah,
no. And they not only do they offer compassion, they help with medication and assist the family through the process. They hire professional caregivers I don't know if they're in every state, but it's certainly worth looking into if you're in that position to see if they could help you in your particular situation.
Fascinating. Dave, thank you. Thank you for that. I had no idea. I just, like I said, I just called him up. Thank you, Dave. I appreciate the call. It's very nice to hear from you. Jane in Limerick, Maine. Hey, Jane, what's on your mind today?
I knew I would get on as soon as I took a bite to eat.
It's an old trick I learned when I was a waiter.
About the billionaires and millionaires being taxed for Social Security and Medicare. Now that billion dollars and $1 million, that's not income. That's what they would be taxed on is the interest of that money that they keep in the bank, wouldn't it? With a 1099, and you have to declare the interest you made.
For many of these folks, their principal source of income is interest income or dividends, and we don't pay Social Security on either interest income or dividends. You are absolutely right. And I think, frankly, we should. They're both called capital gains, broadly speaking. And I think that capital gains income should be also subject to Social Security taxation. Because basically, you know, people who have got more than $5 or $10 million in the bank, they can stick it in a very safe instrument, a mutual fund or a CD or something, and just literally live off the interest, live off the dividends, and there's a lot of people in that category in the United States, probably somewhere in the neighborhood of several hundred thousand at the very least, and they pay no Social Security taxes on that. So I'm with you, Jane. I think you're onto something.
Okay.
Thank you, Jane. Victoria in Olympia, Washington. Hey, Victoria, what's up?
Well, good morning. Once again, talking about death with dignity, which I've had firsthand experience with. I sort of want people to understand the nuts and bolts of it. I've had people say, so you just sign up and that's it. Well, it's a little more complicated than that. Your doctor refers you to the volunteer of the Death with Dignity or End of Life organization. And then they set up interviews with two different doctors, your doctor. Now, we couldn't use my husband's doctor because he worked for a Catholic hospital. So we had to find two other doctors. Each interview took at least 2 hours. They ask you your history, both of us, your beliefs, all about your family, your thoughts about death, dying, etc. It was sort of like going to therapy.
Yeah.
At one point, the two doctors get together with a board, I gather, it included your doctor. And they okay it. And when you choose to do it, you should understand that it does cost a fair amount of money for this drug.
Oh,
if my recollection is correct, it was about $600.
Whoa. Victoria, I'm sorry we're out of time, but thank you for sharing that story with us. That's an important codicil. It's an important thing to note. Thank you very much. We'll be right back with the third hour of the program. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
I'm starting the new year just the way I finished it, with one great night's sleep after another, thanks to my Cozy Earth bedding. They are the softest, most comfortable sheets ever. Cozy Earth was founded to help transform lives by offering the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding in the world. And with over 5,000 five-star reviews on their website, they're clearly doing just that. Cozy Earth uses only luxury materials, such as the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. No wonder Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. And Cozy Earth bedding, which comes in 6 awesome colors, is super soft, lightweight, and temperature regulating, so you sleep more comfortably year-round. Whether it's their luxury sheets, loungewear, pajamas, or plush bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. Hurry, save 35% on Cozy Earth. So get cozy now. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg, blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broke in two. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.